Good morning. It's 8:13, Brock Hunter.
Need more cowbell.
Is that cowbell in there, you think?
Oh, yeah, that's cowbell.
I don't know. It sounds more like, you know, like on that electric keyboard you get. Like those weird settings
it's
where you can
cowbell, Brock. It's cowbell.
I don't think that's cowbell. I think that's it's something
dude.
Else.
Sometimes, sometimes you just. I think you just say things.
I didn't
just,
know you were an expert.
I said it, so I gotta.
I didn't know you were an expert in cowbell. I'm so sorry. If I would have known, I never would have said anything.
That is 100% a cowbell.
You are 100% an idiot. Anyway, it is the Plan B Morning Show, and it is time for your 8 a.m. WTF of the day. More on cowbell.
What is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show?
This guy's a moron. As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
He best buds in the biz.
What's up, Katie?
See, they know what's a cowbell.
They know what's up. They know what's up. Okay, so in case you missed it, someone had a very busy Tuesday night, okay? And I'm gonna start laying out the facts of this story. So this took place Tuesday night in Oregon. A guy named Alexis Gomez led the cops in that area in a high-speed chase. And he got arrested while wearing a Ricky Bobby costume from the movie Talladega Nights, okay?
Spice it up a little bit.
So
that sounds interesting.
Here's what went down. All right, Alexis stole a truck around 6 p.m. Started off stealing a truck. Then he fired a gun at someone who started following him to get his license plate. Well, the person he shot at also had a gun and returned fire. Luckily, no one got hit. Okay, so now we got
Wild West.
We got stolen cars. We got gunshots. Alexis eventually crashed into a random person's garage during this high-speed chase. Like, all right, done.
But
crashed.
Wait, there's more.
There is more, Hunter. They weren't able to catch him yet at that point, so he took off on foot.
Was he all greased up? They couldn't grab him?
Apparently. Like, God, he's got all that grease on him. Well, someone who lives nearby got an alert that the security system was going off. The homeowner's name is Paul Willie, and he was able to watch the rest of it unfold. On his, which is a great name right there for
Paul
this.
Paul Willie.
Alexis broke into Paul's house. Luckily, no one was home. He found a Ricky Bobby costume that I'm guessing Paul was going to wear during a upcoming
shake and
bake, buddy. So Alexis put it on, threw some jewelry and other valuables in a suitcase, and then tried to flee the scene on a bicycle. However, Hunter, the bicycle had two flat tires.
It just never works out, does it?
Let's recap here again. Stolen truck, gunfire, stolen Ricky Bobby costume, crashed truck, stolen jewelry, bicycle with flat tires.
Yeah. He bunny hops the first bike strip, but hits the second.
So they were able to catch him after a SWAT surrounded the house. He gave himself up a long list of charges for it. And again, folks, this is on a Tuesday night, okay? This isn't like some Friday night high on meth shenanigans. No. This is a Tuesday afternoon.
Typical Tuesday night for... Wait, one more. What's the guy's name? Alexa? Is that what you kept saying?
Alexis Gomez is the fellow's
Alexis.
Name. Yeah. Okay. Alexi. Maybe it's Alexi. I don't know. Maybe it's Russian.
You're going to jail.
Either way, yeah, he is going to jail, but at least he has one hell of a story to tell his children.
Does he get to wear the Ricky Bobby uniform?
No, that was actually given back to Paul, so luckily Paul will still look good for his Halloween
costume.
I think
you just go buy a new costume. I don't know if I put that thing back on.
Right there. Or, again, like, hey, this was in a police chase. You guys hear about that? That's this costume right here. That might get you some extra points with the costume contest, Jeff.
What if at the end he tears his costume off and the cops are chasing? I'm on fire!
You're not on fire, Ricky Bobby.
I'm on fire!
That might happen. Depends on how much you drink. I've caught on fire on Halloween before, so, I mean, it happens. But, woo! Busy Tuesday there. That is your 8 a.m. WTF of the day. We'll be back.